Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula. Chapter 6, Scene 1, Putana. After consulting with his demoniac ministers, Kamsa instructed a witch named Putana, who knew the black art of killing small children by ghastly sinful methods, to kill all kinds of children in the cities, villages, and pasturing grounds. Such witches can play their black art only where there is no chanting or hearing of the holy name of Krishna. It is said that wherever the chanting of the holy name of Krishna is done, even negligently, all bad elements, witches, ghosts, and dangerous calamities immediately disappear. And this is certainly true of the place where the chanting of the holy name of Krishna is done seriously, especially in Vrindavan, when the Supreme Lord was personally present. Therefore, the doubts of Nanda Maharaj were certainly based on affection for Krishna. Actually, there was no danger from the activities of Putana, despite her powers. Such witches are called Kachari, which means they can fly in the sky. This black art of witchcraft is still practiced by some women in the remote northwestern side of India. They can transfer themselves from one place to another on the branch of an uprooted tree. Putana knew this witchcraft, and therefore she is described in the Bhagavatam as Kachari. Putana entered the county of Gokula, the residential quarter of Nanda Maharaj, without permission. Dressing herself just like a beautiful woman, Putana entered the house of Mother Yashoda. She appeared very beautiful, with raised hips, nicely swollen breasts, earrings, and flowers in her hair. She looked especially beautiful on account of her thin waist. She was glancing at everyone with very attractive looks and smiling face, and all the residents of Vrindavan were captivated. The innocent cowherd woman thought that Putana was a goddess of fortune appearing in Vrindavan with a lotus flower in her hand. It seemed to them that Putana had personally come to see Krishna, who is her husband. And because of her exquisite beauty, no one checked her movement, and therefore Putana freely entered the house of Nanda Maharaj. The killer of many, many children, Putana, found baby Krishna lying on a small bed and could at once perceive that the baby was hiding his unparalleled potencies. Thus, Putana thought, "This child is so powerful, he can destroy the whole universe immediately." Putana's understanding is very significant. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is situated in everyone's heart. And it is stated in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna gives one necessary intelligence, and Krishna also causes one to forget. And so, Putana was immediately aware that the child whom she was observing in the house of Nanda Maharaj was the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Krishna was lying there as a small baby, but that does not mean that Krishna was less powerful. The materialistic theory that God worship is anthropomorphic is not correct. No living being can become God by undergoing meditation or austerities. God is always God. Krishna as a child baby is as complete as he is as a full-fledged youth. The Mayavadi theory holds that the living entity was formerly God, but has now become overwhelmed by the influence of Maya. Therefore, the Mayavadis say that presently one is not God. But when the influence of Maya is taken away, then one again becomes God. But this theory cannot be applied to the minute living entities, for the living entities are minute parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are minute particles or sparks of the Supreme Fire. But the living entities are not the original fire or Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even from the beginning of His appearance in the house of Vasudeva Devaki. Krishna showed the nature of a small baby and closed His eyes as if to avoid the face of Putana. And this closing of the eyes is interpreted and studied in different ways by the devotees. Some say that Krishna closed His eyes because He did not like to see the face of Putana, who had killed so many children and who had now come to kill Him. Others say that something extraordinary was being dictated to Putana, and in order to give her assurance, Krishna closed His eyes so that Putana would not be frightened. And yet others interpret in this way: Krishna appeared to kill the demons and give protection to the devotees, as it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Cha Dushkritam. The first demon to be killed was a woman, and according to Vedic rules, the killing of a woman, a brahmana, cows, or a child is forbidden. Krishna was obliged to kill the demon Putana, and because the killing of a woman is forbidden according to Vedic Shastra, Krishna could not help but close His eyes. Another interpretation is that Krishna closed His eyes because Krishna simply took Putana to be His nurse. Putana came to Krishna just to offer her breast for the Lord to suck. And Krishna is so merciful that even though He knew Putana was there to kill Him, Krishna took her as His nurse or mother. There are 7 kinds of mothers according to Vedic injunction: Atma Mata Guru Patni, Brahmani Raja Patnika, Dhenur Dhatri Tata Prithvi, Saptaita Matara Smrita. One's own mother, the wife of a teacher or spiritual master, the wife of a king, the wife of a brahmana, the cow, nurse, and Mother Earth. Because Putana came to take Krishna on her lap and offer her breast milk to be sucked by Him, Putana was accepted by Krishna as one of His mothers. This is considered to be another reason why Krishna closed His eyes. Krishna had to kill a nurse or mother. But Krishna's killing of His mother or nurse was no different from Krishna's love for His real mother or foster mother, Yashoda. We further understand from Vedic information that Putana was also treated as a mother and given the same facility as Yashoda. Just as Yashoda was given liberation from the material world, so Putana was also given liberation. When baby Krishna closed His eyes, Putana took Him on her lap. Putana did not know that she was holding death personified. If a person mistakes a snake for a rope, one dies. Similarly, Putana killed so many babies before meeting Krishna, but now she was accepting the very snake that would kill her immediately. When Putana was taking baby Krishna on her lap, both Yashoda and Rohini were present, but they did not forbid Putana because she was so beautifully dressed, and because Putana showed motherly affection towards Krishna. They could not understand that Putana was a sword within a decorated case. Putana had smeared a very powerful poison on her breast, and immediately after taking the baby on her lap, Putana pushed her breastly nipple within Krishna's mouth. She was hoping that as soon as Krishna would suck her breast, Krishna would die. But baby Krishna very quickly took the nipple in anger. He sucked the milk poison along with the life air of the demon. In other words, Krishna simultaneously sucked the milk from Putana's breast and killed her by sucking out her life. Krishna is so merciful that because the demon Putana came to offer her breast milk to him, Krishna fulfilled her desire and accepted Putana's activity as motherly. But to stop her from further nefarious activities, Krishna immediately killed her. And because the demon was killed by Krishna, Putana got liberation. And when Krishna sucked out Putana's very breath, she fell down on the ground, spread her arms and legs, and began to cry out, "Oh child, leave me, leave me!" And thus, as Putana was crying loudly and perspiring, her whole body became wet. As Putana died, screaming, there was a tremendous vibration, both on the earth and in the sky, in all directions, and people thought that thunderbolts were falling. Thus, the nightmare of the Putana witch was over, and Putana assumed her real feature as a great demon. She opened her fierce mouth and spread her arms and legs all over. Putana fell exactly as Vritrasura when struck by the thunderbolt of Indra. The long hair on Putana's head was scattered all over her body. Her fallen body extended up to 12 miles and smashed all the trees to pieces. Everyone was struck with wonder upon seeing this gigantic body. Putana's teeth appeared just like plowed roads, and her nostrils appeared like mountain caves. Putana's breasts appeared like small hills, and her hair was a vast reddish bush. Putana's eye sockets appeared like blind wells, and her two thighs appeared like two banks of a river. Putana's two hands appeared like two strongly constructed bridges, and her abdomen seemed like a dried up lake. All the cowherder men and women became struck with awe and wonder upon seeing all of this, and the tumultuous sound of Putana's falling shocked their brains and ears and made their hearts beat strongly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.